cataclysm like clockwork. Francesca DeLorean is one of those brilliant minds to grace the modern age. As with most tales, though, with great brilliance comes great accident, which quickly befalls our heroine when she creates the most powerful doomsday device ever. And I mean ever, even if it is mostly powered by steam. Financier Margaret Button is not the quirky philanthropist she makes herself out to be, and threatens Francesca's life for ownership of the device, which causes Francesca to flee, finding refuge with an unlikely brute named Anderson. They trial epic and absurdity in their search for survival, but can they destroy the doomsday device before evil hands are laid upon it? Only time will tell.
Jesus, forgot to take a breath. Okay.
Francesca's life has been in the name of science! Her father raised her with little care or knowledge of how little girls would be taught in their youth, himself being an only child. A bit of a recluse, she's also a devout follower of her father's crass and snide humor, which often takes company by surprise. Up first, we have Saucia.
Maggie, I have done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to have to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides. And you know I will. What do you mean, jump? No. I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force, like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground. This madness has to end. If you are hearing this, that means I have been killed, swallowed up by the belly of the beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
Next up is Cat Corvus.
Maggie, I have done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides. And you know I will. What do you mean, jump? No. I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force? Like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground.
This madness has to end. If you are hearing this, that means I have been killed. Swallowed up in the belly of a beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
And now we have Ailey Monty.
Maggie, I have done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides. And you know I will.
What do you mean, jump? No, I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force, like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground!
This madness has to end. If you are hearing this, that means I have been killed, swallowed up in the belly of the beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
Up next is Pieface 314.
Maggie, I've done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides. And you know I will.
What do you mean, jump? No, I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force, like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground.
This madness has to end. If you're hearing this, that means I've been killed, swallowed up in the belly of the beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
And now, Faded Phantom.
Maggie, I have done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides. And you know I will.
What do you mean, jump? No, 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 no. I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force. Like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground!
This madness has to end. If you are hearing this, that means I have been killed. Swallowed up in the belly of the beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
And what's left is Galithia.
Maggie, I have done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides. And you know I will. What do you mean, jump? No, 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 no! I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force, like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground. This madness has to end. If you are hearing this, that means I have been killed, swallowed up in the belly of the beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
I lied. Lastly is Rochelle Euler.
Maggie, I have done my best to abide by your regulations for this project, but I hardly think it's best to continue on using a live octopus as the catalyst. If anything goes wrong, I don't want to be the one stuck under 800 pounds of goopy insides, and you know I will. What do you mean, jump? No, 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 no. I don't know what you understand about physics, but if we jump, we will die. You know, an object in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal and opposite force, like the very stable and very, very, very hard ground. This madness has to end. If you are hearing this, that means I have been killed, swallowed up in the belly of the beast. Do not try to rescue me, or you will suffer a similar fate. I am essentially dead. I tried to bring you peace. I tried to bring you knowledge. But if this is how it has to be...
All right, Chaggy Tree.
All right, Dylan.
It's time for your production.
It is.
2 hours
Sorry
later.
About my really fail English accent, but...
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to Sarah from Swordmaster and Carnage.
And Monty.
And Monty.
No, all she's right. French. Never mind.
That's, yeah. Sassia.
I like the whiny tone to your voice. I think it could fit the character well. And then I love how you just went totally somber on the last line. It was such a great change of mood.
Yeah, I thought I loved the last line. I liked your...
Oh, go ahead.
I liked your choices, but to me you didn't sound, like, educated enough.
Well, she is kind of crass sometimes, but this sounded a little bit reedy as far as your line. Like, I know how well you can act, Sassia.
Well, the last line should be reedy, shouldn't it?
Not the last line. I'm talking about the other lines. They sound a little reedy in comparison to what I've heard her do before.
Probably because she was bored by your characters.
Oh, I know. I mean, after exhausting all her energy on Kitsune.
Yes.
All right, Kat. Wish I had noticed that your mic was so fail before. But I have this thing where I don't cast people in lead roles based on mic issues alone.
Wow, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was on the fence with your accent, and the octopus line at the end when she's like, and you know I will, you were like, and you know I will. It sounded sensual. Like she was excited about that. I don't think that is what Chagatree was going for in that
moment. No, it wasn't. I don't know. I didn't get the... You didn't yell for me. I wanted more yelling. But, I mean, you went right after Saucy, and Saucy is always pretty good with yelling, so... That's a little bothersome for you. And then I was like, holy shit, effects. As a general note, don't put effects in your thing. I know I didn't mention anything in the Kitsune one, but I don't know.
I didn't put that in the email either, but yeah, maybe for auditions it's not a good idea.
I just mean auditions in general, don't put effects in. Nobody wants to hear effects. They want to know if you can act.
Treat this like a real audition.
Yeah.
Monty?
I love this. You completely got the character, as far as I'm concerned. And it's not just because you're British. Like, your acting was legit on as far as everything about this goes.
The somber line was right on, and the ground where you would growl.
Yes, that's exact. Like, you got the fact that you were in immediate trouble, and that is... Thank you.
You're the only one that got that.
Thank you.
I liked yours a lot, too. The accent didn't hurt, certainly, but your acting was legit on this.
Yeah, like, complete. Even if she'd been American and had done that.
Yeah.
Pie face.
Monty just.
Okay.
She gets care. Like, she always makes really good choices on her characters.
She really does.
She actually, like, reads. I think she, like, makes an effort to understand what's going on in the scene that she's in.
And maybe she does the same thing she does when she, like, sings. You know how she makes notes on where to breathe and everything? Maybe in this, she, like, actually figures out where she is, what's going on, what happened the line before, all that stuff that you're actually supposed to figure out when you do a line.
Yeah, I mean, that's an important thing. And I don't think that everybody on Act It right now is utilizing that skill. And I think you guys all should be doing that.
Especially on auditions.
Yeah. Okay, pie face.
It seems a bit talky to me. And I didn't get a lot of emotions from this, but you can read really well. I mean, if this was a cold read, I would love what you did.
Maybe she was acting. Maybe she had it memorized.
You got the mischief on the last line, which was good, but it was a little too just talking to me.
I had kind of dry, not somber enough.
Yeah. Faded Phantom, I liked your audition. I think you could have been more freaked out on the jump line, but nobody fully matched my image on that except Monty, I guess.
Monty.
Galithia, I liked... Oh, yeah, you probably want to say something about Phantom.
Yeah, thanks, Trigatree. I wasn't over the moon about yours, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Galithia, I liked the enthusiasm on your second line, but I wish that you had built it up instead of dropped out.
It was very theater to me. Like, it was almost too over the top for me.
And then, Rochelle, you seemed a little too snooty for me, but, I mean, I liked your frenzy on the middle line, so.
I liked the hyperness. The last line to me was not somber enough.
Mm-mm.
But... And I wanted the first line to be a little more like she was trying to convince, like, I don't know. The first line didn't quite get it for me either, but I really liked yours other than that.
Yeah.
So, Trigatree.
So, Dylan, who are your top three?
My top three were Monty, Sassia, and then either Rochelle or Faded.
Okay. I had Monty, Faded, and Sassia.
Here's the thing about Monty. I think... She is a better female Mario than she is a Francesca.
She's only the best Francesca.
But like, you could coach somebody else to do the no.
Yeah.
Whereas she had that female Mario, like, she nailed that.
Yeah. All right, so now the question is, do I want to go with Sassia, who is also cast in another role, or do I want to go
Sassia,
with Faded Phantom?
Yeah, but Sassia, there were a lot of other people, good people for the Kitsune.
Yeah.
Was Sassia a better Francesca or a better Kitsune to you? That's the question.
She, like, completely nailed Kitsune. So I'm going to take Faded Phantom for this role.
Because if you had taken Sassia, then Faded would have been put into Kitsune anyway. So either way.
Yeah.
Faded Phantom is safe. So Faded is your new Francesca.
Woo!
Nice.
All right. See, this is what I meant, though. I'm not gonna make this argument.
Huh?
You get all the good people. Not that Faded isn't
this
good.
This isn't a real...
I just mean Monty's the best.
Okay, first of all, this isn't a real production. So I'm not getting anybody. Second of all, I think you would agree that that Monty's female Mario was, like, perfect.
If anyone else could do that, that'd be great. That's why I wish more people would audition for female Mario.
But I think that Faded is a legit Francesca.
I think she is, too.
I think you're doing her Monty a disservice was so by perfect. Saying I get all the good people.
I know. But Faded, like, I actually did legit think you were... You were... Yeah, I think you were second on mine.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like, the quality of Francesca from Monty to Faded is not that far removed, but the quality from female Mario from Monty to the next person down was way down there.
Yeah.
Either way...
No, I definitely agree.
Faded, you're safe. Congratulations.
Yes.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
Done.